Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on the broadcast at WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio, or on the podcast, which you can find in a couple places. I'll get to that in just a few minutes. We continue this week after our first couple of episodes last week with our Identity in Christ series. Remember, our prayer and purpose for this series is to help us grow in our love for who we are in Christ, helping us fulfill the second greatest command to love others as we love ourselves. Go back and check it out if you will. I said I'd mention it to you again. So here's where you can find these other ones. You can find it at WJMM.com, or the podcast, I should say, at WJMM.com. There's a podcast tab near the upper right, and then click on the Love and Lordship links, and you'll get the today's and the previous 2 days as they were recorded and shared. But you can also go to loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find a click to our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition. There's a place to give. I'll talk about that a little later. Or you can find many more podcast videos and articles. And if you click down on the Vimeo link and the Podbean link, you'll find specifically a lot of these that are broadcast with WJMM. So thanks for that. Thanks for your connection. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for those who have, and appreciate your encouragement and support and your questions. Thank you for that. This week, our focus is going to be not only on knowing who we are, but really helping us love who we are in Christ. So we keep getting a little bit more personal with this in our Identity in Christ series, knowing and loving who you are in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27 kicks us off by saying this: "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." In Christ, you have both an individual identity and an incredible identity of belonging to His family, the church. May we love one another in such a way to make every member confident of who they are in Christ. In last week's post, we looked at our identity as being united with Christ in spirit as individuals and alluded to the unity of the body of Christ. This unity is essential to who we are in Christ because we are literally, as 1 Corinthians 12:27 just told us, we are members of the body, of His body. Now, one of the things I say in our book, The Authority of Love, and we're very guilty of this in most of our churches in America, at least the ones I have dealt with and the people that I've dealt with, when we place the body above the head, we are in idolatry. So we've got to keep everything in its proper place. But we are a member of the body of Christ, His bride, His family, His church. Paul describes our identity and unity in specific analogous terms of our own bodies and reminds us that every part is important and plays a role that only as we accept our identity and humbly and diligently do our part. As a former athlete and coach, one of the greatest things I learned and taught applies here in our identity. When we try to do things that we were not given, skilled, or prepared to do, we end up much less effective and often on the bench or out of the game completely. However, when we recognize our calling, abilities, preparation, and roles, i.e. our identity, we find that in humility, we are much more effective in abiding in Christ and accomplishing the purpose that we were called and created for, both personally and collectively, in His body. If you are a believer in Christ, He lovingly and boldly calls you to walk in that identity and all that we've been talking about or continue and will continue to talk about, and to be confident, content, and fulfilled, true humility. We talk about that in our book as well. In His purpose, in and through you, to love others and let people see and know Him. The thing that most often gets in the way of us sharing, serving, and loving others is our discontent with who we are in Christ because we allow the world and others to define us. Christ is the only one who can truly let you know who you are and what He has created you for. After all, He's the creator, right? The author. Look to and be fulfilled in Him and who you are in Him. Paul goes on to tell us in Romans that we have all sinned and are sinners. And our proud flesh, that's a hard pill to swallow because each of us thinks we're pretty darn good folks, right? But sin is our default and it separates us from God. That's been true since Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. The gates were shut. Actually, since they took a bite, right, of the fruit. That's the identity that Satan wants us to carry and wants you to carry to the end, so that his work of killing, stealing, and destroying are complete. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. John 10:10, A, or part A. None of us wants that identity, but we're stuck with it. That is, until the one who came to bring us life, and not just life, but abundant life, that finishes John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. He gave us his life to change it all. That's the identity that we all truly desire because we were created for it. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says he placed eternity in our hearts, but we miss it because of sin. Christ came to restore it and give it back to us. We were made for and to desire eternity, but we blew it. Christ came to restore our real identity in him so we could be assured of eternity. However, without him forgiving us, paying that price, and us by faith through grace accepting it, and him making us holy and whole, we have no chance of entering into that eternity with him. That's why understanding and walking in the identity we have in Christ is so powerful. Each of us as sinners in our natural flesh, once we by grace through faith, as I just said, believe in Christ, are made saints that can live forever with our God. How's that for an identity? Everyone who has received Christ and is faithful in Christ is addressed as a saint. 1 Corinthians 1:2. And by the way, as I found out in our message this past Sunday at my church, Jessamine Christian Church, Pastor or Brother Lee Faust said, it's the most commonly used name to describe Christians. Saints is used nearly 70 times in the New Testament. How's that for an identity? You can live assuredly that you are saved and God sees you as a saint, even when you stumble, as long as you remain in Christ because he has already made it so. Are you still living in a sinner identity with all the destructive repercussions of that life? Or are you living as the saint that Christ died to make you? One of the things Brother Lee said was also, and I loved it, I shared it with you, and it wasn't just that we are made saints, we are made to live like saints. We can't do that apart from him. Another part of our identity in Christ is found in one of the most beautiful revelations about who we are, not only in Christ, but with him, along with him. John 15:13-15 plainly tells us in the context of being branches in a vine, the vine of Christ, and walking in his love that he has called us friends. You, all believers in Christ that walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh, as we walk and remain in him as Savior and Lord, I am, you are, we are friends of God. Christ has made it so. Do you realize that as a believer in Christ, that you are in an intimate friendship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Are you living and growing in that friendship with him? Are you walking as a saint? You can. He's given you everything. What does it look like to be in and build a friendship with anyone, including and especially God himself? I pray you do know him and are walking as his friend because that is what he has called you. Are you spending time with him in his word, in prayer, and listening to him? That's how you grow as a saint, as a saved one, as a disciple, as a friend of God. I pray that just as Christ has made the Father known to you, that you will make him known to others. That's true friendship. We've been focusing on our identity as being accepted of God as his children, friends, redeemed, saints, a part of his body, the church, forgiven and whole, all of this in Christ. I'm going to close today's message with the reality, and don't miss this word, in all of these things in our identity that we've been discovering or rediscovering, that we are in him. that we are secure in Him and all the ways that we are. Because of God's great love given to me, to you, to all believers in Christ, I am now reborn of God. And because of His love and grace, the evil one can't touch me. 1 John 5:18. I can submit to him, but he can't get to me as long as I submit to Christ and walk in His Spirit and in the Word. I may choose to step out of that and enter into sin, which invites the enemy and sin back into my life. And in so doing, I have to deal with the consequences. I can then be forgiven as I recognize, confess, and repent of those sins. 1 John 1:7-9. But as long as I choose by grace through faith to remain in all that He has given me and made me in Christ, my identity, then I belong to Him, reborn in Christ, secure in Him, and protected from the enemy. Here's food for thought as we close out today. As a believer in Christ as Savior and Lord, you and I have the security and assurance of being born of God in Christ, protected from all the enemy brings against you as you remain in Him. You also have the assurance that you are an integral and much needed part of His body, the church. Are you willing to allow Him to show you and use you in that way? Or do you still go back to go, well, so-and-so's doing this and that, so I ought to be doing that as well. Let Him lead you and walk in that. You'll find it's extremely fulfilling. Are you allowing Him to define you, and do you know who you are in Christ? I got three action items today, okay? Read the scriptures in this episode and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. That's always number one. Number two, journal what you've learned about your identity in Christ in this message. Number three, take it a step further and journal how God has recreated you in Christ, gifted you for His purposes, and how you are and can be used of Him for His glory. Join us again tomorrow for the next episode in the Identity in Christ series. And be sure to invite family, friends, and loved ones, and even enemies to join us so we all can hear about this great gospel message, the power of God into salvation in Christ Jesus. Now, I've said earlier, you can go to our website, loveandlordship.com. You can see our book icon there in the middle. Click on that and you can find the book, The Authority of Love, the second edition. If you look for it on Amazon, be sure to spell out S-E-C-O-N-D and it'll take you right to it. Love to know what you think about that if you get it. I can handle it, okay? To contact us at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Also on the site, there's a place where you can give. Up near the upper right corner is a blue Give tab. And we would ask that you pray and see if the Lord is guiding you, hearing this as a kingdom ministry, building His kingdom, making disciples who make disciples. And that's what I do on a day-to-day basis with people. It's my prayer. And if you'd like to do that, please give. All donations are tax deductible. But if it's not to us, you click on that tab. It only takes a minute or so. You can give one time or ongoing. Thank you. Very much appreciated. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who He would like you to give to. You can also give to us at cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, all spelled out and together with both L's capital, $LoveAndLordship. Follows cash.app. If you want to do it by mail, send it to Love and Lordship to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. As I said, all donations are tax deductible, and thank you. Much appreciated for any support. Thanks for joining us. Thanks always for your prayers and always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter. And then at 12:45, Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to The Authority of Love.